And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Much Ado About Something. Today, boys and girls, we continued the mysterious case of the castle on Yorick Hill Road. We had gone there at the insistence of Mrs. Saxpole, the owner of this big castle in Cincinnati. She said that she had some information about how Yuki might get back his memory. When we got there, we found Yuki was under the delusion that he was Hamlet from Shakespeare's play. But then suddenly something happened which frightened Yuki so much that he got his memory back. As we begin today's chapter, Mayor Plumfront, Mrs. Saxpole, Sparky, and I are in the living room of the old castle. Listen.
Well, tell me something, Mrs. Saxpole. Why haven't you got no lights lit in this here castle of yours?
Yes, we've been wondering about that, Mrs. Saxpole. Don't you have electricity? Do you always depend upon candles and lanterns for light?
Oh, dear me, no. We have our own electric power plant, but it's just that it was knocked out by this dreadful storm.
Oh, do you mean whenever we have a storm, you don't have any lights?
Gangway! Help, help! He's after me! Hey, is there anybody in this here room? Oh, hi, fellas. Hi, Mayor. Hi, Big John. Hi, Sparky Lad. Hey, fellas. This here castle is haunted. I just walked up the steps playing like I was Hamlet, and all of a sudden, like, this here voice comes to me and says, Hark, Hamlet, where goest thou? And I turned around, and there wasn't anybody there, but the voice just kept talking to me.
Hey, how about that? Yuki knows this. He remembers it. Yuki's got his memory back.
George Yuki. Hey, you went and then got back your memory.
Never mind about my half-wit memory. What about that there half-wit ghost that I heard talking to me out there on the stone stairway up to the roof?
Come on now, Yuki. You know as well as I do that there's no such thing as a ghost or haunts or things like that. It's just a lot of ridiculous silliness.
Well, ridiculous silliness or not, Big John, you can call it what you like. But I was walking up the stone stairway to the roof of this here castle, and a voice talked to me from right out of the thin air. If that was a ridiculous, silly haunt or just a plain, ordinary, everyday haunt, as far as I'm concerned, it was still a haunt, all right.
Oh, come on, Yuki, you don't believe that stuff, do you?
Well, not up until now I didn't. But when something or nothing, whatever the case may be, talks to you right out of the thin air, well, that's when I start believing.
Yeah, me too. I'm convinced this here stone pile that Mrs. Saxville calls a castle is haunted. Yeah, I'm all for leaving this place right away, right now.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's scram.
Wait a minute. Calm down, you guys. We'll have to investigate that voice Yuki heard. But first, everybody sit down and let's just talk this thing over.
Well, hey, you better come up with something real fast.
Yeah, I feel the same way about it, Big John.
Well, now, what'll we do first?
Well, come on, Big John. Are we going to investigate that voice Yuki heard, or aren't we?
Well, just a minute, Sparky. Let's find out more about this before we go rushing into it.
I suggest we go rushing out of this here castle and into Big John's car and get away from this place just as quick as possible.
Mayor, you mean to tell me you're afraid?
Afraid? Afraid? Who? Me? Plumfront? Plumfront afraid? Oh, Mr. Lightrider. Now who blew out the candles? What was that noise? There's somebody in this room with us, I know that.
Ah, Mayor, calm down. That was the wind that blew open the glass doors.
Yes, but how come the candles went out?
Well, Mayor, the wind came in through the doors and blew them out.
Well, somebody light them. Get them lit there. Get a match and light up them there candles. I don't like sitting around in the dark like this.
All right. Calm down. I'll light them. I'll get them lit. First, wait till I close these French doors so the wind will stop. They're just going to blow out the candles as fast as I can get them lit.
I'll close them, Big John. I'm closer than you are.
All right. Watch your step, though, Sparky. Don't fall over anything in the dark.
Don't worry, I won't. I can see the way. That lightning keeps flashing outside. That lights up the room pretty good. There. Okay, doors are all closed and locked, Big John.
Okay. Now, I'll just light these candles. There we are. First, these candles here.
There's some over here on the table by me, Big John.
Yeah, I know. I'll get them next. There. These are lit. Now, the ones by Sparky. And then the ones over on the library table. There. Are there any other candles around here, Mrs. Saxpole? Mrs. Saxpole? I say, are there any other candles around here?
Gee, Big John, where is Mrs. Saxpole?
Well, I don't know. She was sitting right over there in that chair next to the fireplace, but she isn't there now.
I didn't hear nobody go out of the room.
Well, she probably did. Maybe she went out to get matches to light the candles.
No, she didn't either. That door that goes out of this here room squeaks as bad as the brakes on your old car, and I didn't hear that door open. Oh, I told you this place has got spooks. Now they done went and run off with Mrs. Saxville. Well, serves you right for living in a place like this.
Just notice something. Yuki's gone, too.
Who, me? Oh, the spooks done went off with Yuki, too.
Oh, they didn't. I seen to that.
Where is he?
There's Yuki hanging from the chandelier. Hey, how'd you get up there, Yuki?
Why, when the wind blew up with them there French doors and blew in here and blew out the candles, I just hopped up onto the library table and clumb up on this chandelier. I wasn't taking any chances with any spooks in this here haunted castle.
Well, you can come down now. The candles are all lit.
Hey, Yuki, where'd Mrs. Saxville go?
Mrs. who?
Mrs. Saxville, your mama.
My mama? I ain't got no mama. I was raised by old Charlie Westlaw, the mayor of East Cantankerous, Illinois, ever since I was a little shaver 2 years old. He'd never heard of no lady named Mrs. Saxville.
Oh, no. Yuki, have you done went and lost your memory again?
Again? What do you mean, again, Mayor? I ain't lost my memory the first time yet, have I?
Look, Mayor, now that Yuki has regained his memory, he doesn't remember anything that happened to him while he was without a memory. So he doesn't remember Mrs. Saxville.
Well, good. Well, that settles it. Then let's get out of this here castle a while to get into it.
Yeah, but what about Mrs. Saxville? She disappeared while the room was dark.
Well, that's what I mean. That proves this here castle is full of spooks. Come on, let's go home. Let Mrs. Saxville stay here if she wants to. If you ask me, she's a spook herself. Looks like one.
Mayor, remember, she said she'd vote for you.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, lovely lady, that mayor, Mrs. Saxville.
And if she really did disappear, we're going to have to stay right here and find out who or what made her disappear and where.
Oh, I should say so. Can't let a vote get away from me that easy. All right, where do we start looking first, Buster?
Well, just have to figure out something.
Tell you what, I'll examine the fireplace. I'll try to see if there are any secret latches to push or pull to make the fireplace slide open like a door.
All right. Come on, Sparky. Help us look for a secret sliding panel in the wall. There must be something around here.
I can't, Big John.
You can't? Why not? You're not scared, are you?
No, I'm not scared. It's just that I can't get out of the chair I'm sitting in.
You can't get out of your chair? Why not?
Well, if you'll turn around and look, you'll see that it's floating in midair.
What? Oh, it is. Sparky, what are you doing in that chair? What are you doing to make it float in the air like that?
I'm not doing anything. I don't know what's making it float in the air like this. All I know, I was sitting here minding my own business, and all of a sudden it started to float up off the floor. Look how high I am.
Why, George, Big John, that there chair is floating at least 6 feet off the floor. It's up above your head. You're over 6 feet tall.
Yeah, but what's making it float like that? Could it be on wires? Sparky, are there wires attached to that chair? Is that what's pulling it up to the ceiling?
Well, you can see here that there aren't any wires attached to that there chair, Big John.
Well, then what's making it float in midair like that? Well, I'll get it down. I'll just reach up and grab a leg of that chair and I'll pull it down. Okay, here we go.
Hey, did you see that?
Hey, Yuki, did you see? I reached up for the chair and it jumped away from my hands toward the ceiling, out of my reach.
That's a pretty good trick there, Big John. I wonder how it's done.
That's what I'd like to know. Hey, Mayor, come over here and take a look at this. Look how the chair Sparky's sitting in is floating in... Mayor? Mayor, where are you?
Well, now, what do you know? Now the mayor's gone.
Wow! Has the mayor disappeared out of the room, too?
He was standing over there by the fireplace just a minute ago. Oh, now I'm beginning to get leery about this place. First, Mrs. Saxville disappears out of the room while the lights are out, and then after we get the lights on again, Sparky's chair floats in midair, and now the mayor has disappeared.
You know something, Big John? I think there's something mighty funny going on around here.
You can say that again. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Well, here I am, still sitting in the chair that's floating about 9 feet above the floor. I wonder how Big John and Yuki are going to get me down from here. Every time they reach up to grab the leg of the chair, it moves just out of their reach. As long as I'm up here floating in midair, they can't be looking for the mayor and Mrs. Saxville, and as long as we can't look for them, we won't be able to find out how they disappeared or where to. Well, I'm telling you, kids, this castle gets more mysteriouser and mysteriouser every minute. But it's fun. Well, I'll see you later, kids. So long.